Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Jennifer Green with Aligned Insights in this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. So tell us what Aligned Insights is.
So Aligned Insights is my new company that I've just launched in Cookeville. Okay. And I do like life coaching, counseling, consulting, that kind of thing. My really like passion that I love to do is just take people wherever they are as they come in and like, let's find any self-limiting beliefs, you know, that you have. We all have them, like every single human being on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Like we all have a few subconscious beliefs that aren't serving. You know, most of us have a lot that are serving, but we'll all at least have a few that aren't serving. And so I like to help people like dig those out and then reprogram them.
I've been on this journey lately of telling people, you know how, remember in the 90s where it was the milk, you know, got milk and everybody, it was like, that's the only way to be healthy is to drink milk. And so, and then we realized it was all just dairy farmers and they kind of duped us and it wasn't really supposed to be healthy. Where did this narrative come from of like, this is the way I feel, this is the way I think, and it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And then somehow I'm like, I feel at almost 42 years old, like I've been misled. I don't have to live in these misguided thoughts and feelings.
Exactly.
Like where did this come from that we all just thought, I feel this way, I think this way, and that's, you know, throw our hands up. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great point. I think like there are a couple of factors at work here. First of all, I think that we, like, science advances every day and we learn more and more about how the brain works. And like, let me just say, if any of you guys have seen the Inside Out 2 movie,
yes.
It is an excellent, it's very simplified, but of course, like, you know, you're limited to what you can put into an hour and a half to 2 hour movie. And so it is an oversimplification. However, it is an excellent visual picture of like what's happening in the brain, like mm-hmm. with our emotions, our memories, our thoughts, how some people cope with suppressing or repressing or shooting things to the back of the brain.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, I'm not going to think about that right now.
Well, and let me just spoiler alert a little bit. If you want to see the movie and we're going to ruin it for you, turn the station right now. But the anxiety kind of like loses control over the body and is just like frozen because anxiety has taken over.
Yeah.
And then when joy takes anxiety off the steering wheel, they put her in a place to relax.
Yes.
They don't get rid of her.
Correct.
They don't throw her away.
Yes.
They don't say she's useless.
Yes.
They give her some tea to calm down.
That's right. It's beautiful.
I know.
I think it's a really great like picture of like radical self-compassion along with like responsibility, which is, hey, I can be aware of what's happening inside of me and my emotions are important indications and we need to pay attention to them. However, they don't have to dictate our life. Mm-hmm. They don't, just like anxiety was running Riley's life. Anxiety does not have to run your life. It's just a part of who you are.
And the other thing that, again, spoiler alert for the movie, but there was one point where anxiety, basically the way they describe it is it's looking for the bad things that could happen. And so it's always, which you need to be aware of what could happen. But when they were saying joy comes in and they kind of try and infiltrate the area and they're saying the good things that could happen. Mm-hmm. And anxiety's like, I don't want that one. I don't want that one. I don't want that one. Yes. And I'm like, but I think that's a good reminder for people in general. We're just giving you your dose of you know, mental health this
That's
morning
right.
But I think it's a good reminder that like when you think about the future and you want to worry yourself about the potential outcomes, you have to put those good outcomes in there too.
Absolutely. I think so often we use our imaginations to worst case scenario. And so many of us as humans, we do have a negativity bias. In fact, I think that's just like normal to the human condition. However, we can redirect that and we can actually allow ourselves to imagine and dream good things and good scenarios.
Do you think, as Jennifer Green, that you, when do you think you realized you could redirect those negative thoughts and feelings? Because I feel like for me, that's just been in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I thought I'm X and this is just how I am. I'm, you know, whatever negative thing I want to tell myself, I'm too loud. It's just the way I am. Well, I don't know. Where did you learn that you can redirect those negative thoughts?
Well, I think in like seeking to help myself, right? So like, you know, I had a therapy journey that was my own when I started. I was 38 actually when I went to counseling therapy for the first time. It radically changed my life and helped me. I ended up going back to school to become a mental health counselor when I was 40. Gosh. So I learned a lot in that program. But like, if I'm being like radically honest, I feel like these skills did not come to me after. Like, I learned there were layers of healing all along the way. In fact, I feel like I've been on a healing journey for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
And so there were layers of healing. And I think in seeking to like really help myself, like that is kind of how I discovered this process. And I will say, like, you know, like bringing it back to Inside Out too, I was shocked when I sat in that movie, like pleasantly shocked. Like, I cried because I was like, oh my gosh, this like illustrates a lot of the core of what I'm trying to do, right? We're not going to bottle up our emotions. We're not going to repress them. We actually do have to be willing to let them come out. We have to feel them. And I think that is where maybe like what you're referring to earlier about like, you know, this idea of like, this is just the way I am and I have to accept it. I think we have to balance that. Like, it's radical acceptance, but it's also saying, okay, wait, actually I can influence what's happening on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, there are a lot of us, we have been in situations in our life where we like, we go into a thought spiral or like, you know, we're in a dark, like dark and twisty thoughts, you know, and we feel like we don't have any control mm-hmm. over what we do. But what I would say is we need better tools because we've not been taught. I was telling one of my clients yesterday, I was like, you know what? We should teach this curriculum starting in junior high.
Yes. Know? Oh, middle school for sure. Yes. There should be an actual class. I know I used to say that I was, speaking of all the Disney cartoon movies, Coco, no, Encanto, the one that has the storm above
yes.
her head. Like
yes.
I wouldn't deal with things and I'd have conflict with somebody and I wouldn't be able to fix that conflict of even just having a conversation and talking it through, that spiral would get, that storm above my head would yes. get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
I mean, I have a really good friend that her and her husband don't always communicate on the same level. And I'm like, does he understand that that storm just gets bigger and bigger and bigger in your head if you don't just talk about it and calm mm-hmm. that storm? Mm-hmm. It's just such a hard thing, I think. And luckily, I think for our children, we as women are learning this now, hopefully instilling some of this in our children at middle school age. But maybe they won't wait until they're 38 to start their first therapy.
I know, right? I know. We can always, once we know better, we can do better. And hopefully we can give that gift to, you know, some of our children, hopefully. You know?
I noticed when you talked about what Aligned Insights is, you defined it. You didn't say it's a therapy, a counseling. It's not, you're not using that narrative. Is that on purpose?
It is, in that I want to honor my journey in that, you know, counseling therapy helped me. It was part of my process. It was not the full picture. Going to school to become a mental health counselor was incredible. And so like I completed my master's program and had 2 years and 2 months of additional training. But I feel like that the traditional, like modern medical view to mental health in this country very much pathologizes everything, which is, it's all about diagnosis. And then like we're treating the thing that we've diagnosed. And I feel like for a lot of people, that doesn't get to the root of what they're experiencing. Your symptoms that you're having are not the enemy. Now, I know symptoms can be rather unpleasant, like whether it's the physical body or mental health symptoms. However, like they are just indications that what you're doing in life is no longer working for mm-hmm. you. So it's like your brain and body's way of saying, hey, like warning, you know, danger, like Will Robinson, you know, like, yeah. hey, this isn't working for you anymore. So we don't want to like attack the symptoms or even repress them and, you know, and or just medicate them away. I do think there is a place for medication for a lot of people. So I'm not against that, like not judging anyone about that. But I am saying that, hey, let's get to the root of the problem so that we actually no longer have the symptoms.
Well, and one of the things, I've gone through different therapies, different mental health things over the years. And until I found a therapist to talk to, or just a mental health professional, I'll say, that wasn't like, how was your last week? And I have friends that I can talk to about, you know, little situations. Mm-hmm. And I knew how I was handling each different situation. Kind of like you said, there was something bigger going on. It wasn't just that situation. Mm-hmm. And so often you're just like, okay, well, let's recap this one specific thing. And how could I have changed that specific thing? But there's so many. There's definitely deeper roots that you don't see.
Correct. Yeah. You need more than just an expensive best friend, yes, like, if we're being honest. What you know, and so the work that I do with my clients is trauma-informed work, because that's been part of my journey. But it's very holistic in nature. We're getting to the root of the problems. And I, like, my heart is psychoeducation. It's to educate my clients, to give them tools that they can walk away from my office with, so they're not dependent upon me. I don't want to be anybody's expert. I actually want to equip each and every single client to be their own best expert.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it does take a little bit of time to, like, dig into, you know, what's going on. I tell people all the time, like, I wish I could just, like, crack open your brain and, like, dig through the files of your subconscious. It's going to take a little while, you know, not too many sessions, but, like, it'll take a few sessions, and, like, let's see where their roots are, and let's begin to clear them up. And most often it does, like, part of that journey is having increased inner awareness. Let's name our emotions. The moment we can name our emotions, like, they lose control over us. They feel less than they were before. They have less power over us than they did before. We still want to pay attention to them, but that we just don't want them to run our life. And then, like, let's name our thoughts. What thoughts are we thinking? And then let's dig for maybe some self-limiting beliefs that we adopted somewhere along the way. And you know, maybe that narrative served us at one time, but it's just not serving us now.
Well, and I think that it's crazy to me. I mean, I honestly feel like I just won the lottery, knowing all of my thoughts aren't true. Like, it feels great. Like, it can kind of feel scary, but it feels great too.
Yeah.
We'll be right back in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jennifer Green with Aligned Insights in today. We are digging into the mental health world, talking about limiting thoughts and beliefs. And what do you see when you're working with somebody and you see them kind of that light bulb moment where they're like, oh, wow, like, I don't have to be XYZ that I thought was negative about myself. Mm-hmm. How does that, you know, how does that for you as the healthcare professional, how does that feel for you?
Well, I mean, it lights me up inside. Like, I just get so excited when people have, like, aha moments, mm-hmm, and things, like, resonate deeply. Because what matters is not what I am, like, saying to a person about them. What matters is, like, when things are suggested and as we begin to work through things, what resonates inside of them. Mm-hmm. And that is what is so fulfilling, when they begin to see, like, hey, actually, you know, yes, these things that happened to me in life, they did hurt me and they were not okay. And like, we can grieve that. However, I don't have to continue to, like, live my life from this place of woundedness. Mm-hmm. Like, I may have been a victim at some point, but I am not a victim any longer. And so it's great, because we don't have to walk around with, like, these labels or this hurt. We can acknowledge it, grieve it, and then we can heal from it.
Well, and even if those things may have been true at one point. So I was talking with somebody and they said, I'm a terrible gift giver. It stresses me out. I can't give gifts. And I thought, well, maybe it was just the recipient. Like, maybe you just, you know, were married to somebody who wasn't a great recipient of gifts.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, maybe you're right. But I don't think he thought that there was, like, anything misguided. I don't think he felt like he was a victim in any sort of situation. And I think it was this almost light bulb moment of, maybe I, even if I was not a great gift giver for that specific person, I can change and I can be, you know. And I actually said, you know, if you want to get me a gift, I said, I'll give you the tools that you need. I know a boutique owner, shout out to CG. I said, I'm going to send you to CG's and she will pick something that fits me, something she knows I like, she will help, you know, and it's okay to use those tools. I think sometimes we, you know, get this ego or it feels weak to use tools sometimes. To be the best version of ourselves. But that's exactly what you're there for, is to try and help people get the tools. Maybe it's not send them to CG's, but, you know, having the right tools just to live a better life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I think it is questioning those narratives that we have running in our brain all the time and just saying, you know, is this really true? It could have been true back then. This is what you believed about yourself. But like, do you actually want it to be true today?
Yeah.
And then that's what we can, you know, reprogram. Like someone might come in, a belief that's common to a lot of people is like, I'm just not enough, you know? And mm-hmm. so someone might come in with that belief and, you know, their life they may have multiple situations that they can tell me about that they felt that in that moment. And it's real and it's valid. And like, we need to acknowledge that. And normalize it, because a lot of us feel that way. However, moving forward, we don't actually have to keep experiencing that in our life situations and relationships. We can reprogram that with whatever they want.
I think that that is a huge thing, is to think about the fact that our brain is just this huge circuit board, and we can reprogram the programming that we have. And so if you don't want to be whatever it is, you can figure out a way to not be that. If you don't, what would being enough look like to somebody? And how do we get to that point? I know that there's been times in my life where I feel like I'm just treading water. I'm just trying to keep my head above water. And I don't like that. And I'm like, okay, well, what direction do I need to go in then? And where am I going instead of, I don't want to be at this place. So how do I get out of it? But a lot of people can't do that. I mean, I've been to a lot of therapy and stuff. So a lot of people can't do that on their own. And so that's where Aligned 100%. Insight comes in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most of us can't. I mean, like that, you know, these beliefs are below the surface of our conscious awareness. Mm-hmm. And most of us are not aware that we have them or exactly what's happening. A lot of times when I'm working with people, like they'll show up and somebody says, I just felt like, I'm like, well, what was the core that you felt like, right? Like, let's remove your rational, logical thinking for just a moment. And like, could you just get to the core of in that situation that you're telling me about? What would you say? And they would say, like, I just felt that, you know, and I'm like, okay, there's something there. Let's dig a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so there are, you know, there are layers. The thing about it is people are not formulas, and our subconscious brains are vastly different from person to person. And so not everybody's works the same way. We don't all have the same beliefs, but like we can dig down into that, like that core. And typically when I hit it, I can feel it. People feel it. Often tears will come to the eyes and there'll be this realization of, oh my gosh, yeah, that's there. And and like that moment of realization becomes like the first step of like the rest of their life and this like beautiful healing journey.
Well, and I think so often if your knee is in pain, if you're having, you know, a runny nose, it doesn't, we think, I probably need to go to the doctor. But if we're having this emotional pain that is affecting our day-to-day life, it feels like, well, this is just the way it is. We wouldn't hesitate to go to a doctor over a runny nose, but we would hesitate to go to a professional over emotional pain. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
That's so interesting. I think it is, like, it's pretty normal to the human condition. And I think this was even true in my life. You know, well, counseling is for people that are really sick. You know, like I don't need that. That's for people that have like been through terrible things, mm-hmm. you know, like a tragic car wreck where they lost their parents, or maybe they grew up on the streets, you know.
Or abusive or drugs.
Yeah.
Or,
like we think we do this with our trauma too. So like let me talk about trauma for just a second, because this mm-hmm. is like a subject that I'm so passionate about. Like every single human on the face of the earth, we has trauma. Like all of us have trauma. Trauma simply is any time that we encountered a situation situation in our life with which we did not have the internal capacity to cope. And we've all had those situations. I think as humans, it is so normal for us to have very measuring, comparing, judging mm-hmm. minds. Mm-hmm. And so we're always looking around and saying, well, they had it a lot worse than I did, or that person. And so, you know, my painful situation doesn't compare to that, or what I'm experiencing is not that bad. And so we talk ourselves out of this beautiful opportunity to get curious about what's happening inside of us and to realize that it actually doesn't have to be this way.
I work with a woman in Kenya, Africa. You know, she has two small children. She's a single mom. She barely can make ends meet sometimes. And she has some mentors that she works with. And she said, well, I relate more to you than I do to this mentor in Kenya because you're a single mom like me. Mm. And I thought, I have more than I could ever want in life. Mm-hmm. And here's this woman saying pain is pain. And whether it's a pain that we're living in a one bedroom apartment with no furniture in it, mm-hmm. or I'm just frustrated because I have two kids and they have to be in two different places at the same time. It's just a frustration. And we're all humans at the end of the day. And it just really touched me that she felt that way, that we could relate just as humans. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's beautiful to think we've all been through trauma mm-hmm. and pain is pain. And yes. it doesn't, no one has a measuring stick to say mm-hmm. your pain is greater than their, and who's even if they're
how,
like,
who
would that,
can you? Yeah.
Right. Who would be the, I mean, there's no one to say no. your pain's greater than theirs. And, you know, no one has that right mentality to be able to rate that. So yeah. We'll be right back with Jennifer Green. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Jennifer Green with Aligned Insights. We've been digging into mental health this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the services specifically that you offer, where you're located, all the details about Aligned Insights.
Great. So I'm located at 440 North Washington Avenue, suite number 4. I'm like diagonally across the road from the Catholic Church. I share an entryway with a State Farm agent.
Okay.
And I love my location. I feel
it
like
it's beautiful. It is like the waiting area. Like, I just want to come and drink coffee and you're waiting. It's like beautiful. You feel like you're in somebody's, probably like your living room.
Yeah, I love it. I designed it purposefully that way. And it is my favorite. Coffee, tea, water. Like, I tell my clients, just make yourself at home while you're waiting. You know, some of us just need the opportunity to sit quietly in a peaceful place mm-hmm. occasionally. And so people can come early before their appointment and sit. And as far as services go, I offer what I call insight sessions. So I am not diagnosing any type of mental health disorder or treating mental health disorders. I do have that background and I am trauma informed. But what I'm doing is really equipping my clients to heal themselves. So a lot of like listening, I ask a lot of questions. I'm by nature just a very curious person. Yeah. And so I love to ask questions, to listen. I do a lot of like psychoeducation, equip people with tools for coping. And it really, you know, it doesn't really matter like what area of your life you're struggling in, or you might have challenges. So like it could be work life, any type of relationships. If you're just not feeling good in your body or your mind, or maybe you feel like happy, or like you should be happy about your life because you're like, it's not that bad, you know, and you just can't figure out why you don't have more joy, mm-hmm. then that's a great, you know, option as well. So I just kind of meet people where they are, listen to what they're telling me, like ask questions, learn more about them, and then like get them where they want to be.
And this is not a commitment to the next 5 years of your life.
No.
This is a, you're hoping yes. that you're giving, equipping with tools, and however many sessions that means.
Yes.
Is fine.
Yes. And there's no, so every client that sees me is individual. And so I'm not formulaic. I don't have certain places that I start or certain types of like, quote unquote, like homework or things that I give. And I think that's kind of what makes me very different, is I have this ability to like see deeply into the other person and really dig into like, how are they experiencing life? What are their places of like emotional pain or suffering? Because we all have experienced suffering. Mm-hmm. And some of us, we amplify our own suffering without realizing that we're doing that. And so I literally love what I do. I get up so excited every single morning to do it. And it brings me incredible joy to just help people experience more joy in their lives and to unlock their potential. And that's like my byline, Aligned Insights, Unlocking Your Potential.
There you go. So. Well, so, and you had, when you were you finished your schooling, mm-hmm. and you were working in Baxter with Wildly Curative.
Yes.
And what was the thought of going out on your own? What was the mission, the passion behind that?
Yeah. So I really, it's interesting because part of my journey is like having this realization last year that like I really did want to own my own business. So a couple of things happened. Like I really just wanted to be back in Cookeville. I mean, I know Baxter is Putnam County, but for me, it was 20 to 30 minutes from everything that I was doing and my children were doing. And so I just really wanted to be back into the heart of Cookeville. And because it was more convenient, you know, for me to be close to my kids' schools and all the shops and restaurants. And also, like, there again, that journey of having this, oh my goodness, like, I really do want to own my own business. And that, what's so funny is this is my background. So for the first 20 years of my career, I worked in business, and I helped my dad manage a small family-owned business. When I say small, I mean we did like $3 to $5 million worth of revenue a year, so it wasn't that small. At one point, we had like over 100 employees. Yeah. But
I think the government says that any small business has under 500 employees.
Okay, so it's small business.
Pretty much every business in Cookeville is small.
It's small, business. Yeah. Yeah. So it was, and you know, I ran that business, but I didn't own it. You know, like my dad very much was the leadership, and he focused on a lot of the construction side. And then he, you know, turned over to me a lot of things like human resources management and accounting and legal compliance and interviewing and hiring and you know, the employee handbook and all of those things. And so I enjoyed that for a period of my life, but it just, you know, business by itself, it did not feel my deeper need to help people. Mm-hmm. And so then I took like this little departing journey where I moved into working with some nonprofits, thought that I might want to go into ministry for a little while, cracked my head pretty hard on the glass ceiling in the denomination that I was a part of.
Yes.
And that's a story for another time.
If you want, the internet doesn't lie, go dig and look and you can find all your stuff.
So I, you know, I had kind of a career crisis when I was 40, and I was actually still kind of in counseling. I'd kind of completed the process, but like, you know, would go back if I had stuff that I wanted to work through and process in a confidential environment. And so it was my counselor who said to me, you know, have you ever considered being a counselor? Because you would make a really good one. Mm-hmm. And at first I just totally ignored her. Mm-hmm. You know? But come to find out, she was right.
Who wants to go back to school at 40 years old?
Exactly. Like, yeah. But what I realized is like, it's never too late to start over. And I was, my grad program that I was in that program with people that were in their 60s and like early 70s even. Now, those were like the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah.
But still. And so I just like, I also have this passion for people that are approaching middle age or maybe past middle age, and they like want to start over. They're, maybe they're just not fulfilled in what they're doing.
Do you feel like, so I am of the belief that to really truly be happy in life, you have to find your purpose, and you have to be living in that purpose and figuring out what it is. Whether you're, my dad sold mattresses for a living, and he truly believed that he was selling a better night's sleep that was affecting your overall health. He was so passionate about it.
Yeah.
I believe that. Do you feel like you've seen a shift of yourself, of just being able to live in what your purpose is, and how much that has spread to everywhere in your life?
Absolutely. That it's radically changed my life. I think for a lot of us, it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that, because often it requires this like leaving of the known and the comfortable and maybe a job that pays really well to transition into this period of our life that might look a little bit more uncertain and messy. And, you know, we all have those fears that pop up, and they're individual to each person, but they are all those, the fears. Anytime I tell people, I'm like, when you have fear coming up, like, let's pay attention to that, it's usually indicative of like a subconscious, you know, belief that you have that's just not serving you any longer. And so, I truly get up excited every day to do what I do. And it doesn't mean that it's always like perfect or easy or that there are no challenges, you know, but working through those challenges becomes worth it. And there's like this deep sense of satisfaction of like, I'm helping people. And so my identity, like for a long time in this journey of the last like 5 years, you know, I was looking for that label, like, what am I? Like, am I a counselor? Am I a mental health professional? Am I an insight guide? It was so funny because even when I transitioned into Aligned Insights, I'm like, you know, I remember meeting with my business coach and I was like, I don't know what to call myself. Like, what do I do? Am I like a guru? Am I a guide? Am I a counselor? Am I like a life coach? Like, what am I? And what I realized is it's not so much about the label, but it's what I'm doing every day. And like, I'm helping people who are ready to grow. And that's kind of the intention that I've set over what I do, which is I'm here to help people, but I'm specifically here to help people that are like, hey, there's something about the way I'm doing life that's not working for me. And I'm ready to do the work of change. Because as you know, anytime like you embark upon a new journey or you like find a life coach or a guide or a business coach, like there's going to be work to do. And so it does require like this buy-in.
But that's kind of the phrase, anything in life worth doing is doing well or working at it, or, you know, you're going to feel so much more accomplished because you've put the work in. Things that are handed to you you take it for granted a bit. And so you're not, I feel so appreciative of my life because I've worked on growth and mental health and making changes. And so I'm really proud of that. And I feel really grateful about the life that I get to live. Yeah. And I don't think that people feel that every day. And so if you're feeling like you're not really grateful in life, maybe you need to call Jennifer. So speaking of, we already said you're located on Washington Avenue.
Yes.
Across from that medical, Premier Medical Park.
Yeah, little north of that. But yeah, diagonally across from the Catholic Church. And the best, like kind of the easiest, I feel like a lot of people don't like to just make phone calls anymore. Yeah. And so, and honestly, like I don't have a secretary. So if you call me, you'll have to like leave a message because I'm usually with clients throughout the day. And I will get back to you. But I find that a lot of people nowadays just like to book online. And so you can go to my website, alignedinsights.co. So it's like not com, but it's .co. And you can like you'll find out more about me, what I do, and there is a book a session button. Okay. And so you can just hit that. There's also a place on my website that if you like to want to request more info, like you can fill out your information, it'll generate an email, and then I can reach out to you and answer any questions that you have.
Where do you see things going? Do you see kind of maybe group things coming in the future? Where do you see this going and taking off?
Yeah, well, I am passionate about working one-on-one with people. But, you know, I have considered, like, group therapy has actually been part of my, you know, past. It's actually how I got my start. Like, my practicum experience in my graduate program was leading Mending the Soul, which is a group for helping to understand and heal from abuse. And so I did two groups of that. I do love groups. I love book studies. Like I've thought about even like creating like a deconstructing type of book study. I think there are a lot of people who are spiritual, but realize that like the church that they've been a part of didn't meet their needs, or they've left the church because they've been hurt and they don't know where to go yet. But they want a community that like gives them room to just kind of be on this journey without having all the answers.
So, I feel like you need to partner with Plenty and do a specific book club with Plenty you would be a great leader with a book club.
That would be lovely. I love Plenty.
Shout out to Ashley and Lisa over there. Hit up Jennifer and let her know what
book club. I would love to do some kind of group like that. So.
Thank you so much for coming in today. AlignedInsights.co. Check out our website and stop by and see. Maybe you just find people, random people sitting in your waiting room, like drinking some tea.
Drinking some coffee.
Thank you so much for listening this morning. Have a great day.